الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، honorable علماء، respected elders، dear brothers، those listening over the broadcast medium، especially our mothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I have the great pleasure on behalf of Madrasa Hamidiya and our beloved principal Maulana Naeem Mutala Sahib Hafizahullah to welcome you to this annual Khatmul Bukhari Jalsa. Truly, this occasion is a momentous occasion, and it marks the culmination of the year-long study of Bukhari Sharif, Sahih al-Bukhari, by the graduating students. It also marks the culmination of 7 years of study of these students who will be graduating today. They study through the basic fields, the Islamic sciences, from the Arabic grammar to fiqh to tafsir and hadith, alhamdulillah. So today is not just the Khatm Bukhari, but also these students will be graduating from the madrasa. So this truly momentous occasion, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to be able to be part of this and also to witness it. And if we really put into perspective, dear brothers, just a few decades ago, if a student of deen wanted to study deen, he had to leave the shores of this country, travel overseas, and many of us in the communities were not privy to such occasions. But alhamdulillah and thumma alhamdulillah, Allah has facilitated and Allah accepted our Madrasa Hamidiya such that this same uloom, a student of deen can access in this small suburb of Durban, Nashville. Allah has blessed us with the fadl of being able to receive, and a student of knowledge being able to receive this. And alhamdulillah, over the last few years, we've also witnessed a Khatm al-Bukhari in this very suburb, alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. At this juncture, dear brothers, it's important that we try and maximize our rewards. We are obviously in the trade and the business of investment for the akhirah. And our pious predecessors and mashayikh tell us that to maximize our reward, we must check our intention. And so we sit here firstly looking into our intention. Our first intention is to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can develop this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can develop the muhabba and the ma'rifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be our first intention. Secondly, this is a halaqah and a dars of hadith. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can allow us to develop this love and this muhabba of the greatest and the mahbub of His creation, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how we can make this irada and intention to bring His way of life into our life. And thirdly, dear brothers, as the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, how special and how auspicious this occasion is. That لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله تعالى عز وجل. يذكرون, that there is no gathering. There is no gathering wherein the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة. That this gathering, the angels are now thronging. As we are thronging towards the front of the masjid. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are thronging and coming to this gathering. And again, we are immersed in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is descending on this gathering. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. And there's a special tranquility. There's a special tranquility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses each one of us in this gathering. And then Allah subhanahu, the hadith continues to say that وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then remembers you and I in a gathering better than this gathering, and this is the gathering of the malaika. So dear brothers, a truly auspicious gathering. Together with this, we have ulama ikram, mashayikh that will share with that we can share in their barakah in this momentous occasion. So we'll start off our program today with a qira'ah by one of the students from our madrasa. He will recite Hafiz Muhammad Isaac, who is the 5th year student. He will be going into the final year. Inshallah, he will read us from the a qira'ah from the Holy Quran. Inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم صدق الله العظيم
الحمد لله we say جزاك الله خيرا to Hafiz Muhammad for that beautiful recitation. Allah bless you to be able to inspire many inshallah in the future with your beautiful recitation. Allah make you live by the Quran, die by the Quran inshallah. These beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا That the believers are those who first say and affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their Lord, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا That they first say that Allah is our Rabb and then they remain firm on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ That at the time that they are leaving this world, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that this is at the time that they are leaving this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the malaika to descend. And this is probably the most anxiety-provoking moment in a person's life. The moment you are about to leave this temporary abode of this dunya and move on to the akhirah, this is a very anxiety-provoking moment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He then tells the mu'mineen that the malaika come down and console him. The malaika tell him, do not fear. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة. Imagine at this time, when this anxiety at its height, And the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the believing mu'min that is leaving this abode that do not fear. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ and gives you glad tidings of Jannah at that moment. In fact, one of our scholars makes a good analogy of this. He says if those of you who have gone under an anesthetic or those of you who are about to undergo an anesthetic, then just before that moment, it's also a very anxiety-provoking moment. And many a times you get a good anesthetist who will tell you, don't worry, things will be over very quickly and you'll be back awake. And those few words that anesthetist were to tell you before you close your eyes and render yourself over to the surgeon, that gives you a lot of consolement. Imagine when the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come and console you. So this is the important message we get from this ayat. And there are many other messages of this ayat. Time doesn't allow us to go into the details of this ayat, but this ayat is found in Surah Fussilat. If those who want to go and read and further engage with Quran Majid, you can do that inshaAllah. The next item on our program today is a nazam by one of our students. In fact, is our graduating student, Mullah Umar Mullah, who will deliver a nazam for us with regards to the student of Hadith inshaAllah.
ہمارے مدارس کا فیضان جاری مبارک ہو تم کو یہ ختم بخاری ہمارے مدارس کا فیضان جاری مبارک ہو تم کو یہ ختم بخاری یہ دل کی تمنا یہ احساس ہے یارو کہ قول النبی ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہ قول النبی ہے فضاؤں میں ساری علوم نبوت دلوں کی جلا ہے پری آپ پر ذمہ داری ہے باری جو عالم ہو دن رات کرتا ہے محنت قرار و سکون میں عجب بے قراری قرار و سکون میں عجب بے قراری ہمارے مدارس کا فیضان جاری مبارک ہو تم کو یہ ختم بخاری مشائخ کی محنت عجب رنگ لائی کہ عشاق پر بے خودی سی ہے تاری کہ عشاق پر بے خودی سی ہے تاری ہمارے مدارس کا فیضان جاری مبارک ہو تم کو یہ ختم بخاری علوم نبوت میں خوشبو کی لہریں یہ پھولوں کا گجرا یہ باد بہاری یہ پھولوں کا گجرا یہ باد بہاری ہمارے مدارس کا فیضان جاری مبارک ہو تم کو یہ ختم بخاری ہو پیش نظر علم و اصلاح باطن ہے تبلیغ و دعوت کی بھی ذمہ داری ہے تبلیغ دعوت کی بھی ذمہ داری ہمارے مدارس کا فیضان جاری مبارک ہو تم کو یہ ختم بخاری خوشی بھی یہی ہے مزہ بھی یہی ہے کہ گلشن کی ہر دم کرو آب یاری کہ گلشن کی ہر دم کرو آب یاری ہمارے مدارس کا فیضان جاری مبارک ہو تم کو یہ ختم بخاری منور کرو شش جہت علم دی سے رضائے زمین ہے فقط بس ہماری رضائے زمین ہے فقط بس ہماری ہمارے مدارس کا فیضان جاری مبارک ہو تم کو یہ ختم بخاری یہ دل کی تمنا یہ احساس ہے یارو کہ قال النبی ہے فضاؤں میں ساری
JazakAllah khair. We say to Maulana Umar Mullah for that beautiful rendition of the Nazam. You know, the English language won't do justice to the translation of those beautiful words, but it's great inspiration and encouragement for those who tread the path of Hadith and those students of Hadith, alhamdulillah. You know, in other fields of knowledge, generally, the books of those knowledges become less revered and less validated and out of date as the older they become. As the years grow on those books, then they become less revered in that field. But the uniqueness of deen and the uniqueness of the knowledge of deen is that the older the kitab, the more revered it is and the more we hold it closer to us. This is the uniqueness of the knowledge of deen, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ That verily we have revealed it, the Qur'an al-Sharif, and it is upon us that we will preserve it. And alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that we on a regular basis witness this miracle of Holy Qur'an at the various hifz jalsas, where we see young kids memorizing the Qur'an, often those kids who don't even speak the language, often those who cannot even read Arabic. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays His miracle over and over to us. In the same vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated for the preservation of hadith mubarak of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words reach us as it was meant, as it left his lips, his mubarak lips at the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a very select group of people to capture these words, to capture these attributes of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these were the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. These were the select and the elite group of people who are known as the best of people after the Anbiya alayhim salam. In fact, it is very nicely summed up by a non-Muslim. Urwa bin Mas'ud al-Saqafi, he was not a Muslim at the time, and he was at the Treaty of Hudaybiyah negotiating. He was one of the leaders of the Meccans. And when he returned to the Meccans, he mentioned this, and this sums up who the Sahaba were. This intense love of the Sahaba captured by Urwa, where he says that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Urwa says, I've traveled to the kings of the Romans, the Caesar of Rome, the Khusras of the Byzantine Empire, but I've never seen a king and a leader than like the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions that I saw these Sahaba and these companions. When the Rasul of Allah gave an instruction, it was carried out immediately. When the Rasul of Allah made wudu, they would catch the wudu water. When the Rasul of Allah would spit, they would catch the saliva of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a hair would fall, they would try and retrieve that. This was the intense love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the special group of people for the Nabi of Allah. And these are the same people, these are the same elite group of people that captured, they imbibed, and they transmitted the life of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you and I today, more than 1400 years later, we can almost visualize the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can enjoy the words that has actually left the Mubarak lips of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu did not leave even the minutest detail. They captured every single detail of the life of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, human history will never produce and has never produced such detailed preservation of a person's life. The Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they captured the number of grey hairs that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. They captured the names of the conveyance of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such detail that they captured the mannerisms of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his walking and his talking. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked once when he was on his conveyance that he bent down at a specific spot. And the Sahaba asked him, "Ya Ibn Umar, why are you bending down at the specific spot? There was no obstacle." Then he mentioned, this is the height of imitation. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless us with the same. The imitation of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there was in the time of the Rasul of Allah a tree that the Rasul of Allah used to bend. And I remember this spot and therefore I am bending. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to this ummah. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about another group of people. These are the ulama and the scholars of hadith. And these ulama and the scholars of hadith, we know them as muhaddithun. These took these words from the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in and their compilations. And they formulated into compilations that we have in front of us today. And amongst all of the muhaddithun, the Amirul Mu'mineen of the muhaddithun, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, his kitab is at present in front of us. And this is the Khatmul Bukhari that we will be witnessing. This is truly another unique miracle of this deen. We know Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was a unique person. We've heard over and over his photographic memory. But we must understand the mujahada and the sacrifice that Imam Bukhari rahimahullah undertook so that you and I can read about our Nabi, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Bukhari, it says that he traveled more than 16,000 miles to retrieve ahadith. 600,000 ahadith he had retrieved. He traveled from Bukhara. You must remember Bukhara is present-day Uzbekistan, throughout the Arab world to retrieve hadith. And often he would travel miles to collect one hadith. This is the sacrifices that have borne this kitab that we have in front of today. He spent 16 years in this compilation. He started at the age of 23 and he completed this magnus opus of his, this grand treasure of hadith that we see in front of today. Mufti Taqi Sahib Hafizahullah mentioned very beautifully recently in one of his Khatm al-Bukhari Jalsa that sometimes this preservation of the deen is beyond our rationale and beyond our knowledge, beyond our logic. Mufti Taqi Sahib says, look at Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. He's a person who hailed from a place called Bukhara. This is in present-day Uzbekistan. He's a non-Arab. His lineage is not of Arab. He's very far from the lands of Nubuwwah. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him to preserve the hadith Mubarak of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a compilation in Arabic. And it is unanimously accepted across the world, both Arab and non-Arab, that this is asahhul kitab ba'da kitabillah, the most authentic kitab after the book of Allah. So this is the karamat and this is the miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us with regards to the hadith. Inshallah, next on our program, we will have one of our students, or graduating students, Mullah Zakir Hassan, who will talk us further, but more about the lessons we can receive from this great servant of deen, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We begin by praising the Almighty Allah, our Sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher. And we send countless blessings and salutations upon our beloved leader and master, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has gathered us here today to witness this miracle. This miracle of the preservation of Quran and Sunnah. It is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He executes His will through some natural means which serve no other purpose but to strengthen the faith of those who examine His signs and ponder over them. History reveals that in Islam's darkest times, this religion was safeguarded through beacons of light in the form of individuals who upheld the true Islam. They stood as pillars with their qualities of sacrifice, unflinching faith, spiritual excellence, morality, and intellect. We find that despite the attacks Muslims have faced over the generations, Islam has continued and persevered, and by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will continue to do so. So as long as individuals hold on firm to their deen, and follow the examples of those who sacrifice and were successful before them. In this limited time, it is impossible to discuss the life of Imam Bukhari. However, I wish to mention certain aspects of his life, which we may draw some lessons from. Many of us here sitting today may have been for many Bukhari khatams before this. But how much do we really know about this great Imam? His name was Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari, and he was born in the year 194 AH. We are currently sitting here in the year 1446. That is approximately 1,250 years ago. Imam Bukhari rahimullah's father, Ismail bin Ibrahim, was a notable scholar of the time. And amongst his attributes, one that stood out amongst the rest, and that was mentioned, was that of his cautiousness. Imam Bukhari rahimullah's father was known to be a very cautious person. At once he expressed that he does not know of a single coin in his possession which had any haram qualities. Subhanallah. Let us reflect over this point. As parents, we need to ask ourselves this question: how particular are we of our earnings? How many of us are sure that every cent that we earn is 100% halal? Unfortunately, we need to ask ourselves this question: how many of us as parents are involved in haram transactions? How much do we really know about halal and haram? How many of us are involved in some interest? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. It is well known witness and experience that whatever we put into our bodies definitely has an effect on our behavior. So if we are going to feed our children with tainted wealth and haram wealth, then we have to expect the inevitable effect that our children is going to have an effect on our children's behavior. Then how can we expect our children to become leaders of the society? So every one of us here, if we have any sort of haram wealth, we should make this intention that we are going to distance ourselves from this. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Imam Bukhari's father with such a righteous child because of this excellent quality he had of cautiousness. Further on, the development of Imam Bukhari rahimullah into becoming a renowned scholar of the time is heavily dependent and indebted upon his mother. Shortly after the birth of Imam Bukhari rahimullah, his father had passed on. And it was the duty of his mother now to raise the family. In Imam Bukhari rahimullah's infancy, he was weak-sighted, which eventually manifested into full-blown blindness. And his mother, desperate for her son, spent her nights in constant dua, excessive dua, sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over a period of 2 to 3 years to cure her son. It was one night, his mother received glad tidings from Ibrahim alayhi salam in her dream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cured her son because of her excessive dua. Imam Bukhari rahimullah was fully recovered, and not only that, his eyesight was better than what it was before. It is narrated that Imam Bukhari rahimullah, when he used to write his kitabs, he never used to use a candle light, but his eyesight was so strong that he used to suffice on the light of the moon. Subhanallah, that is the power of the mother's dua for her son. The mother of Imam Bukhari rahimullah then further on put him into the hifz class at a very young age. Upon the completion of his hifz at a tender age, she immediately put him in the scholars, in the company of the scholars of hadith. And this is where Imam Bukhari rahimullah developed the love for the science. Now let us take 1-2 minutes on this point, that as parents, it is our duty to make sure that we bring up our children in the correct manner. My dear brothers, we cannot become lazy parents. The first madrasa of a child is the lap of the mother. Imam Bukhari rahimullah's mother made the companions of her son the Quran and the scholars of hadith. And this became his dedication and this became his passion. My beloved brothers and parents, if we are going to make the TV and the cell phone and social media the companions of our children, then we cannot blame anyone but ourselves when our children want to take cartoon characters and actors as their role models. That is why it is our duty from a very young age to inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of the child. If we keep our children in the correct company and we teach them about these great personalities of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and of those pious people who have passed before us, then those are the people that they are going to be looking up to. It is mentioned in a hadith in Bukhari that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatih," that every single one of you is a shepherd and every single one of you will be questioned regarding his flock. Every one of us is going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to those who are under us. Further on, Imam Bukhari rahimullah, he lived a life dedicated to the science of hadith. And it is well known about Imam Bukhari rahimullah that before every sitting of his to write down a hadith, he used to perform a ghusl and 2 rakat salah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. Now my brothers, what we want the most is the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahimullah did not rely on his skills. He did not rely on his intellect alone. Rather, he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because acceptance only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, do you think that Imam Bukhari rahimullah at that time thought that me and you are going to be sitting here in the southern part of Africa almost 1,250 years ago discussing his life and his kitab? This is a sole miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what you call acceptance. And every one of us needs acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not have the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are nothing. So, all we need to do is be devoted and sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is willing to open His doors of His mercy and His acceptance. What is stopping me and you from becoming the Imam Bukhari of the time? It is not impossible. All we need to do is to be dedicated and take that first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we take that first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes running towards that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, He's willing to accept us and to fling open His doors of His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from every single one of us and to choose Him for His deen and to make us all flag bearers of this religion. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Alhamdulillah, dear brothers. We have today 8 graduating students, inshallah. As mentioned, these students spent the last year studying Bukhari Sharif from cover to cover, but they've spent 7 years in the madrasa, and this will be their graduation. Just to call out the names of the graduating ulama today in no particular order, we have Maulana Zakir Hassan, the son of Haji Ahmed Hassan, Maulana Shabir Salaji, the son of Hafiz Faisal Salaji, Maulana Yahya Basa, the son of Hafiz Muhammad Zakaria Basa, Maulana Salman Muhammadi, the son of Hafiz Zahid Muhammadi, Maulana Saud Muhammadi, the son of Maulana Muhammad Muhammadi, Maulana Abdullah Isak, the son of Hafiz Muhammad Isak, Maulana Shuaib Mulla, the son of Haji Ayyub Mulla, Maulana Umar Mulla, the son of Maulana Naeem Mulla. So inshallah these graduating students will sit in their last dars, and this is a great privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's allowed us to also sit and get a peek at what it is to be a student of hadith. So we'll be witnessing the last dars and the last chapter of Bukhari Sharif. Really, this is a privilege. And if you look back just few years ago, it was unheard of to have a Bukhari Khatam Jalsa in our community. So truly, brothers, we are really favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's important to note also that, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with ulama ikram, and many of them are sitting in front of us. And we would encourage the senior ulama and the ulama to come closer, inshallah. It is such a heartwarming scene to see so many people turn up for this auspicious gathering. Truly, it is a sign of your love for the deen, the love for the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his words. And Allah increase us in this. And Allah make these gatherings a form of najat and success for all of us in this dunya and the akhirah. This dars and this last lesson that our students will undergo will be under the tutorship and under the ustaz of hadith, Hazrat Maulana Abbas. Just to give you my personal experience, I heard Maulana Abbas many years ago for the first time. And Maulana Abbas had such a remarkable effect that I still remember vividly. I was so captured and so overwhelmed. And after 1.5 hours, I was, wanting Maulana Abbas to continue discussing what he was discussing. And it was an inspiration for me at that time. Maulana Saab, his first language is not English. And Hazrat speaks in an eloquence that your heart will perceive. So I urge you and I implore you to sit with an open heart and an open mind and let this eloquence and these words of our Hazrat impact you. For verily Allah has blessed various ulama to preserve his deen, and Allah has blessed our Hazrat with many years and decades.
Durood Sharif padho bhai sab ek martaba. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Allahumma rabbal hil wal haram wa rabbal mash'al al haram ورب البيت الحرام ورب الركن والمقام أبلغ لروح سيدنا مولانا محمد بن السلام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي من علينا بجزيل النعم، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه سيد العرب والعجم، المخصوص بكتاب نسخ شرائع من سبق وتقدم، وبأمة هي أفضل الأمم، وعلى آله وأصحابه مصابيح الظلم، وبسند متصل منا إلى أمير المؤمنين في الحديث الإمام الهمام الحافظ أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله تعالى قال: باب قول الله: ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة، وأن أعمال بني آدم وقولهم يوزن. وقال مجاهد: القسطاس العدل بالرومية، ويقال القسط مصدر المقسط وهو العادل، وأما القاسط فهو الجائر. وبه قال: حدثنا أحمد بن إشكاب قال: حدثنا محمد بن فضيل عن عمارة بن القعقاع عن أبي زرعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن، خفيفتان على اللسان، ثقيلتان في الميزان. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم.
سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. صدق الله العظيم. حضرات علماء کرام، این اور اسٹوڈنٹ، تدے الحمدللہ دے ختم بخاری شریف جلسہ. Before I just go to detail, what is the khulasa of today my dars? What is the khulasa of today my dars? There is 4 special station. Number 1 is tamheed. And day after, number 2, why Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brought last bab in ayat kareema, وَنَدْعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ. And now you read, وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدٌ الْقِسْطَاسُ الْعَدْلُ بِالرُّؤْمِيَّةِ. And عَدْلًا meaning just, J-U-S-T, justice, insaf. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi say, insaf, how important. And our time, everything we got, but no adal and no insaf. Insaf and justice are important. That's why I try to mention 10 stories. Number 1, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Number 2, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. Number 3, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. Number 4, Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba. Number 5, Ali bin Madini. Number 6, Yahya ibn Mu'in. Number 7, Zaid bin Unaysa. Number 8, Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah. And number 9, Qazi Shure. And number 10, also Qazi Shure. Tilka Asharatun Kamila. And day after, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brought, actually Bukhari Sharif start, not Babu Badu'ul Wahye. Badu'ul Wahye like Muqaddama and Tamheed. And Asal Kitab, original Kitab. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi Kitab start, Kitabul Iman. And last Kitab, Kitabul Tawheed. Then ending also iman necessary, and starting also iman is necessary. And between kitabul iman and kitabul tawheed, all the salat and zakat and hajj and roza. But no salat, no zakat, no hajj, no roza. If they know iman ending, if they know iman in starting. Why Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi brought? That's why I mentioned 5 stories about Tawheed. Number 1, Imam Abu Zur'a Razi. And number 2, Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi. Number 3, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi. Number 4, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. And number 5, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullahu ta'ala rahmatan wasi'atan ila yawm al-din. And last one, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brought this hadith, kalimatan habibatan ila rahman. What try to Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi explained to us, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi final message,
for every single man, every single of our sisters, mothers and daughters, before we using our tongue, very, very, very necessary we look after our tongue. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned Ihya'ul Ulum, 20 big guna got contact but only our tongues. That's why Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi brought last hadith. That is, these are four subject, four station. First number one, I say Tamheed. In Tamheed, I want just explain to you, normally when we came in Bukhari Sharif Jalsa, and we say our student, mashallah, completion Bukhari Sharif, and he read today Bukhari Sharif. But I give it to you, Mubarakbad, our student also, and our Asatidha-e-Kiram also, and Muntazameen also, and anyone, anywhere, anyway help to madrasa, any madrasa, Mubarakbad for everybody. Why? Our student, you just had today only last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. But this our student, mashallah, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, from 10 Shawwal till 10 Shaban, full 10 months time, how many ahadith our student read? Mashallah, your maths is good. Then you counted also last one when I mentioned our student, Dauratul Hadith. Dauratul Hadith, normal our madaris, even Zakaria also, Azadville also, this madrasa also, 8 important kitab our student is doing. Number one, Al-Jami'us Sahih, Bukhari Sharif. Number two, Muslim Sharif. Number three, Tirmidhi Sharif. Number four, Abu Dawud Sharif. Number four, Sunan Nasai. And number five, Ibn Majah. And number seven, Muatta Imam Malik. I never mentioned about Imam Muhammad. Now you just see, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali mentioned on his kitab, 7,275 hadith. Imam Muslim Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned on his kitab, 7,275 hadith. Imam Tirmidhi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, 3,980 hadith. Imam Abu Dawud Rahmatullahi Alayhi, 4,800 hadith. And in Sunan and Nasai, Imam Nasai Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned on his kitab 5,720 hadith. Imam Ibn Majah Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he mentioned his kitab 4,341 hadith. And last one, Muatta Imam Malik. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned 1,720 hadith. And thereafter, if you counted all the hadith, and I counted Alhamdulillah, before I come here, then 10 months time, 35,111 ahadith read our student. 35,111 ahadith. And if we add Shama'il Nabi Imam Tirmidhi, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, and in Shama'il, Imam Tirmidhi Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned in Shama'il, 397 hadith. If you counted 111 and 397, that is the meaning 35,508 hadith our student 10 months, Alhamdulillah, they are reading. Not only last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, but our student, mashallah ta'ala, today not finish only Bukhari Sharif, but I can say, today, what is the sabak? Sabak number 35,508 hadith. This is this hadith last sabak today. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali passed away 256. Imam Muslim Rahmatullah Ali passed away 261. And day after Imam Tirmidhi Rahmatullah Ali passed away 279. Imam Abu Dawud Rahmatullah Ali passed away 275. Imam Nasai Rahmatullah Ali passed away 303. Imam Ibn Majah Rahmatullah Ali passed away 273. And Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali passed away 189. That is the all seven muhaddis. That is number one. In Tamheer is number one. In Tamheer also many things. But in Tamheer I mentioned first thing, Alhamdulillah, today we program, our student is finished. How many ahadith? 35,508 ahadith today is complete. Not only Bukhari Sahih. That is number one. And day after number two, how Mubarak this gathering and how Mubarak this majlis. They mention Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala. He came to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And he asked permission to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. I want to come and enter your house. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala opened the door. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala makes salam and enter house of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, and that is after Isha. Ba'd al-Isha al-Akhira. Ba'd al-Isha al-Akhira, Isha al-Ula, that is meaning Maghrib Namaz. And Isha al-Akhira, that is Isha Namaz. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala came in khidmat of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala sat house of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala say, Nahannu natazakaru al-ana al-fiqh wal-haditha. Oh, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I came now in your house and I want discuss about some masail of fiqh and masail of some hadith. The Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu start discussion from after Isha Namaz. And they return, baqiya waqtun qaleelun min tulu'i subhi sadiq. The few minutes left before subhi sadiq. When few minutes left before subhi sadiq, then Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, al-ana hana waqtu qiyam al-layl. Alan hana waqtu qiyam al-layl. Now tahajjud time is come. And our bahas, and our muzakara, and our mutala, and our takana never over. And now tahajjud time is coming. When Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala asked permission to make tahajjud namaz, then what say Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, oh Musa, Abu Musa Ash'ari, من بعد صلاة العشاء إلى ساعتنا هذه نحن في قيام الليل. ورس عمر بن خطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه بعد صلاة العشاء from after عشاء نماز إلى ساعتنا هذه يتلنا we are actually in تهجد نماز. Why we are in تهجد نماز? Make discuss for hadith and fiqh, that is not kharij of salat, out of salat, but this also one part of namaz. Now, mashallah, you also from 3 o'clock, till 4 o'clock, until jalsa is over, you are not outside of salat, but alhamdulillah, you are in the namaz, and in the salat. You are sitting here, like reward, like qiyamul layl, and like salatul tahajjud. That is number one. That is Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala. Very, very great muhaddis also and great imam also. Taqiyuddin ibn Daqiqul Aid. Taqiyuddin ibn Daqiqul Aid. He find out one kitab, one book of ahadith. But this kitab is very, very expensive on that time. And he want to try to buy this one. Then Imam Taqiyuddin Ibn Daqiq al-Eid say, I borrow some money one of my friend, and he ishtaraytu hadha al-kitab bi alf dirhamin. And I buy this kitab 1,000 dirham. And 1,000 dirham meaning silver coin. And what he say? When I buy this kitab, then he say, Faraz namaz, sunnat-e-muakkada, wajib namaz. Everything is over. Faraz namaz over, sunnat-e-muakkada is over, and wajib namaz is over. Whatever time I got, I spend mutala of this kitab, hatta anhaahu, ay hatta qara'a hazal kitab, من البداية إلى النهاية ثم بعد ذلك كان يقول لي مشغول في مطالعة الكتاب. If I am busy to read kitab, like I am busy to make my namaz. That is Ibn Daqiq al-Eid. Number 3, the son of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, his name is Abdullah. Abdullah, son of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. And everybody knows who's Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, man ahabba Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, fashahadu lahu annahu muslimun. Fashahadu lahu annahu muslimun. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi say, if somebody love what Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, then you can get gawahi, this man correct Muslim and pure Muslim. That is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. His son Abdullah he mentioned. And what he say? Imam Abu Zura. Here also in narration also, chain of narration also is coming. Abu Zura is two. One is Abu Zura Razi, and one is Abu Zura Kubi. I mentioned about Abu Zura Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala. His son of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, his name is Abdullah, he say, when Imam Abu Zura Razi came, visit to my beloved father, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. And then he say he spent few days time with my walide muhtaram Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. Then he say about his walide muhtaram and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi say, ma sallaytu ghayral farazi, ma sallaytu ghayral farazi لِلِاسْتِفَادَةِ مِنَ الْإِمَامَ أَبِي زُرْعَى الرَّازِ. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi say, until he stay, Imam Abu Zura Razi, my house, I make only my faras namaz, sunnat-e muakkada namaz, wajib namaz, and there beside whatever I time is got, I spend in company of Imam Abu Zura Razi rahimahullah ta'ala. And this Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, every single night make nafal namaz, 300 nafal rakat namaz, 300 nafal rakat every single night. And the other say, ba'da mahanatihi wa zu'fihi. And when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi became his old, and get very, very big problem, Khalifa-e-Mu'tasim Billah. And day after he get weak also. Day after Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi say, my namaz, no every night 300 rakat, but until old age also, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, every single night 150 nafal rakat namaz. That is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. But when Imam Abu Zura Razi came to his house, he said, I put one side 150 rakat namaz and I spend my time in company of Imam Abu Zura Razi rahimahullah ta'ala. That is number 2, number 3. Number one, Hazrat Abu Musa Ashari and Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab. And number two, Taqiyuddin ibn Daqiq al-Ayyid. And number three, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh. And last one, Suhaila Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ma hadhihi al-muzakaratu? Ma hadhihi al-dirasatu? Somebody asked Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. If we attend some gathering of hadith, of gathering of Quran, of masail of hadith, what your opinion about this one? Then Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, Ad-dirasatu salatun. Ad-dirasatu salatun. Ad-dirasatu salatun. What is the meaning of ad-dirasatu salatun? Darsu also one type of namaz. That is also one type of namaz. Why I bring item here? Then you also know. If you sit here from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock or whatever time, then you remember we are not outside of namaz, but we are inside of namaz. And inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we make a nafal namaz, then we get a reward. But inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, after our program is over, we get all the sawab of nafal namaz. Bi-idhinillah, bi-amrillah, bi-hukmillah, bi-mashiyyatillah, bi-awnillah, and bi-tawfiqillah, and lastly, bi-fazlillah ta'ala. That is my tamheed. I drink little but water is okay, na? Yeah. When I give bayan in Canada, and I say, I give some water, half glass water, then some young say, don't give water. Yeah, don't give water. You say, why don't give water? Say, if you give water, then this car is going from Toronto to Vancouver. 2,000 kilometers. If there is no water and petrol is finished, automatic bayan is finished. If you give some more water, then more bayan. But just give me permission, little but water. Because abhi teen baatein baaki hai. So I drink little but water also. Jazakallahu ta'ala. Sakakumullahu sharaban tahura. میں ایک بات صاف کرنا چاہتا ہوں ٹھیک ہے علماء کرام یہاں ہے تو جہاں تک فنی مباحث کا تعلق ہے فنی مباحث تو آخری حدیث کے ساتھ کلاس کی 10 باتیں لیکن وہ دارالعلوم زکریہ کے کلاس کے ساتھ ہیں وہ مسجد نور کے ساتھ نہیں اس لیے میں وہ صرفی بحث میں نہیں جاتا نحوی بحث کرنا میں نہیں جاتا میرے سامنے یہاں بہت بڑا مجمع ہے اس کو سامنے رکھ کر کے مجھے بات کرنا ہے اس لیے میں نے اس بات کی وضاحت کر دی ورنہ بہت سی مرتبہ کہتے ہیں کہ بخاری کا ختم تھا مولانا نے آخری حدیث کے بارے میں کچھ نہیں کہا تو بائی انٹینشن میں نے نہیں کہا اس لیے کہ اس کی ضرورت نہیں ہے طلبہ اس کو جانتے ہیں استاد نے پڑھا دیا ہے لیکن اب آگے میں دوسری بات بیان کرتا ہوں امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علیہ نے آخری باب رکھا ہے باب قول اللہ تعالی وَنَدْعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ and what meaning الْقِسْطَ you did امام مجاہد رحمت اللہ علیہ and last year also I mentioned who is امام مجاہد رحمت اللہ علیہ امام مجاہد رحمت اللہ علیہ He was the student of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi say, takes lesson also, sabak also, our Hibzai student also, and ulama ikram also. Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi say, Qaraatul Qur'an min al-bidayat ila al-nihaya. Qaraatul Qur'an min al-bidayat ila al-nihaya. امام عبد الله بن عباس 33 مرة Now our time say my door one time is over, two time is over. And امام مجاہد رحمت اللہ علیہ سے I read whole Quran مجید in front of my beloved Ustad, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 33 times. And Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi say, 30 times, meaning word to word. Abdullah bin Abbas read ayat, and I stop my beloved Ustad, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I ask meaning for every single word in Quran Majid. That is Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayh. Darse Quran is very, very important. Every single masjid necessary. Darse Quran, even 5 times, Fajr after Fajr, or maybe after Maghrib, or after Isha. But Darse Quran is very, very necessary. That is another topic, anyway. And day after Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayh say, I request my beloved Ustaz Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now I want to read Quran Majid more 3 times, commentary way, not only meaning way. Then Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba, faliyatafaddal mashkura. I am ready. If the student is ready, then Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu also is ready. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu 31, 32, 33, and Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi say, huwa yaqra'u ayatan wa aqifuhu 'inda kull ayatin. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu read ayat karima, and I tell my beloved ustad Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the full respect, stop. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Make a little bit sabar. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala say, what say? Then Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi say, every single ayat 3 questions. And in Quran Majid, more than 6,000 ayat. And Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi say, every single ayat 3 questions. Mata nazalat. This ayat karima, when is revealed? Aina nazalat. Where is revealed? Fi man nazalat. And what is the shan and nuzul? What Allah Ta'ala mentioned in this ayat karima? Allah Ta'ala mentioned about Abu Jahl, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. What Allah Ta'ala mentioned? Like does away. Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi say, I read Quran Majid another 3 times. And full 33 times. I read Quran Majid. But Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And past time our ulama-i kiram, our akabirin, and our salaf-i salihin, before he passed away, he left his khalifa also. Then place is not empty. He passed away, and his student come and he take his responsibility. When Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu get sick, in Taif, and now also one masjid, Masjid Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Taif. When Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu gets sick, then Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu call his beloved student Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi, and he told, O Imam Mujahid, now look at my condition. I am very sick. And from many, many years in this masjid, in Taif, many, many years I teach Quran Majid. And 33 years time I teach you Quran Majid. But O Mujahid, when I am is passed away, then take my responsibility. That is very, very important our student also. You know, sometime our students say, if I make Mujahida, what benefit? This Hazrat is Mawjood. This Maulana is Mawjood. But remember, Hazrat also and my also, we haven't got life of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Every Hazrat is going. And who take his responsibility? MashaAllah, you take responsibility. That's why you became ready like Imam Mujahid, rahmatullahi alayhi. Now the story of Abdullah bin Abbas also is come in mind. And he returned all the full story in Usdul Ghaba also. But no time, quarter past 4 is already. Anyway, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no get his sick. Then he's called Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi. And he said, oh Imam Mujahid, when I am passed away, ghusl is over, kafan is over, dafan is over, then no holiday, no chutti. Even I am passed away, no holiday. Allah Ta'ala in Quran Majid said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis-salat min yawm al-jum'ah, fasa'u ila zikrillah, fasa'u ila zikrillah. Alright, leave it now, we carry on. Fasa'u ila zikrillah, wazarul bay, and faida qudiyat is-salat, fantashiru. Allah Ta'ala said, namaz is over, don't stay at home, but go in market. What is the meaning? Friday also no holiday. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم كل من عليها كل يوم هو في شان الله تعالى all the time carry on no holiday for student and you know this in Urdu language all the time you listen also usse fursat na mili jisne sabak yaad kiya maktabe ishq ke andaaz nirale dekhe usse fursat na mili jisne sabak yaad kiya Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no passed away. And when Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no passed away, I read Madarik al-Tanzeer and Imam Nasabi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned in tafsir and commentary of his ayat kareema, وَلَكِنْ كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابِ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. Then somebody asked Muhammad bin Hanafiya, son of Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali is two wives. One is Hazrat Fatima and one is Hanifa. And he, her son name is Muhammad and Mansoob for his wife, Muhammad bin Hanafiya. Somebody asked Muhammad bin Hanafiya. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran Majid, وَلَكِنْ كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ. You become Rabbani. You become Rabbani. You become Rabbani. Who's Rabbani? Then Muhammad bin Hanafiya say, when Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no passed away, then Muhammad bin Hanafiya say, Al-Yawma Mata Rabbaniyu Hadhihi Al-Umma. Al-Yawma Mata Rabbaniyu Hadhihi Al-Umma. Rabbani of this Ummah, Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no, and Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no passed away. Anyway, Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no passed away. Amen. Janaza is carry on. Who's Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala? People carry on janaza. And not video, but audio. Video is not right. Audio is okay. And audio is come out. What audio is come out? Somebody recite this ayat kareema. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Irja'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. That is Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala. He passed away, ghusl, kafan, everything is over. Somebody recite this ayat kareema, but we doesn't know who's recite, but ayat kareema is come out. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. When Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no passed away, then Imam Mujahid said, place of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no, in 68 Hijri. And Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi carry on his work. Work of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no, full 36 year time. Until Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi passed away in Matab, 104 sajda condition. He was first sajda or second sajda, and he was busy read Subhan Rabbi al-Ala and sajda condition passed away. That is Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayh. Abdullah bin Abbas 33 years, and he is student Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayh full 36 year time. Did Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayh say? What he say? وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. What is the meaning of qisto? Qista ka maana kya hai? Qista ka mafhoom kya hai? Aur qista ka matlab kya hota hai? Waqala mujahidun al-qisto al-adlu bil-rumiyyati. They after me make discuss also the non-Arabic word come in Quran-e-Majid. our note is coming, but leave it with this story, they finish in Kalah. But what say Imam Mujahid Rahmatullah Alayhi? Al-Qistu al-Adlu. Adla, insaf is very, very important. Angrezi lafza sahi hai? Just. If there any wrong, just correct Maulana. Yeah. Rahimallahu nabba'ani ala khatai. Anyway, Imam Mujahid Rahmatullah Alayhi say Al-Qist. Al-Qist meaning just. Justice is very, very important. Now, over time, we got everything, but no justice, no insaf. Listen, story of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, alhamdulillah, currently about this time, every masjid, every madrasa, but if I can say every house also, every day we make discuss about Bayt al-Maqdis also, and Masjid al-Aqsa also, and Gaza also. Why I bring this story? I want just try to explain how important is Adla, and what is the barakat for Adla. Insaf ki barakat kya hai? Insaf ka fayda kya hai? Insaf ki wajah se kya hasil hota hai? If they know insaf, then how much problem is come out? That's why I brought the story of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In time of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, four great sahabi. Number one, Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Yazid ibn Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, elderly brothers of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And number four, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Listen carefully. Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yazid ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And last one, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who's Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu? And who's Yazid ibn Sufyan? And who's Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah? And who's Khalid ibn Walid? But we just go to main point. Anyway, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu tried to take over Baytul Maqdis. Now here lesson, Baytul Maqdis is totally separate. And Masjid al-Aqsa is totally separate. That is totally separate topic also. And our time is not enough. Baytul Maqdis, Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala, about Bayt al-Maqdis in 7 ayat kareema, Allah ta'ala mentioned about Bayt al-Maqdis, but no our time. And another side, Masjid al-Aqsa, about Masjid al-Aqsa, 10 special ahadith, many, many ahadith, but I want to try to 10 ahadith, but our time is not enough. That's why we just go to a main point, what is the meaning of al-Adlu? Anyway, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Yazid ibn Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 16 after the Hijrah, they tried to take over Baytul Maqdis. Yeah, 2 minute break time, I also drink some water, you also drink some water. Or maybe you got some extra khajur, you can eat also, if they know Raza also. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu tried 4 months time. But Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu never get success to take over Baytul Maqdis. And that time Baytul Maqdis meaning Urdun also, Lebanon also, Palestine also, Syria also. Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote one letter, one of priests of Christians. Unke alim ko kya kehte hain? Priest? Christ? Alright. Galti ho to theek karna, you people also. Alright? Ijazat hai. Ijazatun ammatun. If I make any mistake, you can call it. No problem. Anyway, Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala, he wrote one letter, priest of Christian. and whole story Ratan, Allama Sallabi, in Sirat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Last night I checked, alhamdulillah. Anyway, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala wrote one letter, priests of Christian people. And he said, from 4 months, you also in lockdown, and we also in lockdown. Because outside people can't enter inside, inside people can't come outside. And 4 months time is very, very lengthy period. Now we want to try make compromise with you people. What your opinion? And you know, Amr bin As. And what is the spelling for Amra? An, Mim, Ra, and Vav. If they after Ra is Vav, then pronunciation is Amr. If they no Vav, then pronunciation is Umar. Anyway, the priest when he get later, and he read properly. And after the read later, he give answer to Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala no. He say, but something wrong, man. Something wrong, but not something totally is wrong. Amr bin As say, what is the wrong? He say, according my knowledge. The priest what say? According my knowledge. And according my study, and according my mutala, person is coming and take over Baitul Maqdas. That it is Umar, not Amr. That it is Umar, not Amr. And you are Amr. Wrong, wrong. No. If the Umar is came, then maybe problem is sorted out. And if the Umar is no come till day of judgment, problem not sorted out. When Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala no gave this answer, he say his knowledge very deep. He say not Amr, but is Umar. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no, Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala no wrote letter from Baytul Maqdas to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab. And Amr bin As, and Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, and Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, and Khalid ibn Walid, the 4 requests, Umar ibn Khattab, please you travel from Medina Munawwara to Baytul Maqdas, then our problem is sorted out. When Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no get later, then same time Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no call all the great, great Sahaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and day after Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, istad mashwara, I get this letter, and Amr bin As, and Abu Ubaidah, and Khalid, and Yazid, they call me, what your opinion? Can I travel from Medina Munawwara to Makkah, from Medina Munawwara to Bayt al-Maqdas? Then difference opinion, difference arise come. Hazrat Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala no say, my humble advice, you stay in Medina Munawwara and don't travel to Baitul Maqdas. And last one, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no ask, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala no. And mashallah, you know, in about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala no, you know, قَزِيَّةٌ وَلَاكِنْ لَا أَبَا حَسَنٍ لَا وَرِدَّةٍ وَلَاكِنْ لَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ لَا. And mashallah, you know who's Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه. Allama ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned about Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib رضي الله تعالى عنه. In Imam Allama ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi passed away 598 in Baghdad. And Allama ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, this is a good lesson for me also, and for fresh our ulama also. Allama ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi say, one day he sat in Jami Masjid Baghdad on Mimbar, and day after he say, when I was 6 years old, from that time until now, I never waste 1 hour time on playing. علامہ ابن جوزی کہتے ہیں جب میری عمر 6 سال کی تھی, آج میں بوڑھا ہو چکا ہوں, لیکن 6 سال کی عمر سے لے کر جبکہ میں بوڑھا ہو گیا, میں نے 5 منٹ کا ٹائم کھیل کے اندر میں ضائع نہیں کیا. اور اس کے بعد کہتے ہیں وَكَتَبْتُ بِهَذِهِ الْأَصَابِعِ مُجَلَّدَيْنِ الْفَيْنِ 2000 volume I write from my finger. That is Allama ibn Jawzi. He wrote Sifat al-Safma about Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab. And he said, دَخَلَ زِرَار ibn Zamura عَلَى مُعَاوِيَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ. زِرَار ibn Zamura رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ. He came to Hazrat Muawiyah رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ. When he came to Hazrat Muawiyah رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ, and they also is very, very good lesson for me also and for you also. Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Muawiyah, just few masail, difference opinion, but the tallaw, respect, ehtiram, adab. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala no request, Zirar ibn Zamura radiallahu ta'ala no, Ya Zirar, Sifli Aliyan, Sifli Aliyan, Sifli Aliyan. O Zirar, if you know some good qualities of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala no, mention in front of me. Now over time, if you got any some bad quality about somebody, mention in front of me. But Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala no say, if you know any good qualities for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala no, then mention in front of me. Then Zirar ibn Zamura say, اگر میں بیان کروں تو آپ سن بھی سکیں گے. If I mention, you can make sabr about Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. He said, leave it man, I don't want to mention. But Hazrat Muawiyah رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ say, no, just say few things about Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. Then Hazrat Zirar ibn Zamura say, listen. And then Zirar ibn Zamura رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ start. And what he say about Hazrat Ali? وَاللَّهِ كَانَ بَعِيدَ الْمَدَى شَدِيدَ الْقُوَى يَقُولُ فَصْلًا وَيَحْكُمُ عَدْلًا يَتَفَجَّرُ الْعِلْمُ مِنْ جَوَانِبِهِ وَاللَّهِ مَعَ تَقْرِيبِهِ لَنَا وَقُرْبِهِ مِنَّا لَا نُكَلِّمَهُ هَيْبَةً وَلَا نَبْتَدِيهِ يَسْتَوْهِشُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَزَادَتِهَا يَسْتَأْنِسُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَظُلْمَتِهِ وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ فِي بَعْضِ مَوَاقِفِهِ وَقَدْ أَرْخَى اللَّيْلُ سُجُوفَهُ وَغَارَتْ نُجُومُهُ قَابِضًا عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ وَاقِفًا فِي مُصَلَّاهُ ويقول يا دنيا ابي تعرست عملي تشوقت غري غيري قد بت کے سنات لا رجعتني بي کو سمال فائش کے حقیر و خطر کے کبیر آہن من قلت الذات و بعد السفر و معشد الطريق و ظرفت دموع معاويه هذا علي بن ابي طالب هذا علي بن ابي طالب هذا علي بن ابي طالب تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالاسهار هم يستغفرون يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما الايب اكزامبل ووكينج قران ووكينج قران حضرت علی بن ابی طالب رضی اللہ تعالی قضیتن ولیکن لا ابا حسن لہا حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے او عمر ابن خطاب مائی ہمبل ایڈوائز پلیز یو ٹراویل فرام مکہ فرام مدینہ منورہ تو بیت المقدس وین حضرت علی بن ابی طالب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی ایڈوائز دین حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ایکسیپٹ اینڈ سے یو آر مائی خلیفہ You are my knife until I come back from Baitul Maqdis. Anyway, what say Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi say? Imam Mujahid say, Al-Qistasu al-Adlu bil-Rumiyya. Hum lughvi bahas mein chale jate hain. Hum sarfi bahas ke andar mein chale jate hain. Waqala Mujahid, Al-Qistasu al-Adlu bil-Rumiyya. Anyway, when Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no get ready, then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no call his Qadim. And day after, whole Medina Munawwara get ready to say al-wida, khuda hafiz, fi amanillah, fi hifazatillah. Umar ibn Khattab traveled from Medina Munawwara to Baitul Maqdas. When camel is come, listen here, the highlight and bottom line. Al-qistasu al-adlu bil-rumiyyati. Al-qistasu al-adlu bil-rumiyyati. When camel is come, then, or I break time. 2 minutes, eh? And day after what? Drink? Bolo na, pani piyenge na di? Yeah, then pani piyo. Agar aurte sun rahi ho, to they also get time to drink some water. Wo bhi aya kare kya pani pi le. Anyway, when camel is coming, then his khadim say, we can sit together on the camel. Because camel capacity, 2 person one time can sit on camel. Like our car, sometimes 5 passengers, sometimes 6, sometimes 7, but in India in rickshaw 15 passengers. So one policeman catch one rickshaw man, 15 passengers inside. He said, I don't want to give fine, but just show me how you fit inside. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, I know a camel can carry 2 persons. It is okay. That is nothing wrong. But traveling is very far from Medina Munawwara to Baitul Maqdas. And that is not insaf. I make zulam on camel also. I don't want to make zulam on camel also. Mere bhaiyo, Hazrat Umar never make zulam but the camel. And every single day we making zulam but our wife also. Our children also. Our asatiza also. Our ulama also. Every single day. He never made zulam with the camel. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi say, وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ. That is his daras. That is his lesson. Umar ibn Khattab, he never made zulam with his camel also. Then Khadim say, what can we do now? You can sit on, and I can take walk. Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, you are not strong compared to me. You are not strong compared to me. And like you need some sawab, I also need sawab in part of Allah subhanahu wa tabarak wa ta'ala. Make it half and half. Make it half and half. Then what is the meaning half and half? Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala say, 10 kilometers you sat, I take walk. You said 10 kilometers, I take walk. When 10 kilometers is over, you come down and I said. Then his khadim say, no, it's not possible. He say, no. Allah subhanahu wa tabarak wa ta'ala say in Quran Majid, Allah ta'ala mention 8 ayat-e-kareema about adla. Para 5 also Allah ta'ala mention. Para 6 also Allah Ta'ala mentioned. Para 8 also. Para 17 also. Para 18 also. And para 30 also. 8 place Allah Ta'ala mentioned about Adla. Now journey is start. Khadim is sitting first. And Khalifatul Muslimin take walk. Khalifatul Muslimin is take walk. Anyway, when Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab and his Khadim reached, then ajeeb, this hikmat of Allah Ta'ala, wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala, only 10 kilometers is far. Then now, turn is coming to walk Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, and Khadim can sit on top. Then his Khadim say, Umar, my humble request, metume unashiduka billah, unashiduka billah, vasta of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Main tumhe Allah ka vasta deta hun. Because now Baitul Maqdas 10 kilometers far. If I am certain camel and you take walk, not right. My humble request is you sat on the camel and I can take walk. Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے جب انصاف ہوتا ہے تو اللہ کی مدد آتی ہے. If they عدل, then help Allah Ta'ala is coming. If they ظلم, then help is going away. And last moment, I don't want to make ظلم. If I make ظلم, then whole history of Baitul Maqdis gone our hand. Gone our hand. Listen properly. And he says, sit down. You sit down. And Khadim is sat down. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, he hold robe of camel. Hazrat Umar take walk and Khadim on the camel. And historian is right. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala no gone to praise. He say, our Khalifa is coming. He say, all right, waiting. When they're coming, everything is sorted out. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anho, they wall of Baitul Maqdis come near, and they people on the top. Amr bin As is down, and they people on top, and start talking. Then priest is asked, just, we say camel also, and two person also, one on the camel, and one is walking. But that is plain to me, between these two person, who's Khalifa? Walking man or under sitting man? Then Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala say, walking man is Khalifa and sitting on the camel is Khadim. Or he is Khalifa, leave it now. And automatic all the door of Baitul Maqdis they open. He said, we match now. He is Khalifa when he enter in Baitul Maqdis, not sitting condition, but on the walking condition, ulama is returned. Why Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no, take over Baitul Maqdis? That is barakat of adla, barakat of insaf. Barakat of adal, barakat of insaf. There is 16 after the hijrah. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no, enter in Baitul Maqdis. And behind of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, Amr bin As, Abu Ubaidah, Yazid ibn Sufyan, Khalid ibn Walid. And when he enter, namaz time is came. When namaz time is came, there is one church, one girja. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no say, now I want to make namaz. Then priest say, our girja and our church is ready. You can make namaz here. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no say, no. If I make a namaz in your church, then Muslim is coming, and they, when Muslim is coming, and then they people say, our Khalifa make namaz is here, that's why we destroy it. I don't want to make sabab for destroy it, this church also. I don't want to make namaz here. Then say, when you make namaz, then historian, there is some dumping place. Bahut zyada kachra tha. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala say, clean this place. I want to make namaz on this place, but I don't want to make my namaz with the girja also. وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ Insaf, al-adla, insaf is very, very important. Why I bring all the story? Look, life of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no make insaf properly. I say there is 10 story, but our time is not enough. And just 15 minutes left. I just mention one thing, and very, very good lesson for me also and for you also. Qazi Bakkar bin Qutaybah. Qazi Bakkar bin Qutaybah, he came in Cairo, 246. And he passed away 270. Allahu Akbar. جاره يقول رأيته قاضي بكار بن قتيبة بعد صلاة العشاء وهو قائم في صلاته وهو يقرأ هذه الآية الكريمة يا داوود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فحكم بين الناس فحكم بين الناس يا داوود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فحكم بين الناس ولا تتبع الهوى فَيُدِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. His neighbor say, I enter house of Qadi Bakkar bin Qutaybah and I saw Bakkar bin Qutaybah. وَهُوَ يَتْلُو هَذِهِ الْآيَةَ الْكَرِيمَةِ. Ayat-e Kareema from Surah Smaad. Allah Ta'ala give advice Dawood alayhi salam. Hey Dawood, when you take decision, Al-Adlu, 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 Ya Dawood, himself is very, very necessary. Qazi Bakkar read this Ayat-e Kareema. And his neighbor say, I came, قُبَيْلَ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ. Again I came before Fajr Namaz. In house of Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba, from Isha Namaz till Fajr Namaz, he read this Ayat-e-Kareema, Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ardi, fahkum bainan nas. And he was Chief Justice, Supreme Court in Kef. And his time King Ahmad bin Tulun. And in Wafayatul Ayan, Allama ibn Khalikan is right. كان من عادة أحمد بن تولون. أحمد بن تولون is what habit is عادت. When Eid day is coming, then every single Eid, أحمد بن تولون, he sent 1,000 gold dinar or 1,000 silver coin sent to قاضي بكار بن قتيبة هدية. سوى المقرر له. There he's got some fixed salary also, because he was Chief Justice in Supreme Court in Cairo, so he gets some special salary also, but the salary every year is over, but Ahmad bin Tulun, he sent 1,000 dirham, silver coin. Then Allama ibn Khalikani died. Which kind of ulama? Wallahi, when we read the story of this ulama, then I got doubt about me, not you. Ki I am in alim in list of Allah, not. When Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba, the money bag is got, and inside 1,000 dirham, silver coin, he never opened, and take out his pen, and write down under this money bag, this bag is coming 2001. And tell his wife, put one side, eh? Don't open. Yeah, sometimes woman is open. He say, you don't open, eh? If the sister and mother don't become angry, I just spell into Tarak. And sometimes people get sleep also, I try to waking up also. Anyway, I will now try to mention about story of Umm Salama also. But time is running very, very fast. Inshallah, we also running faster with the time. Anyway, he write down 2001. Main thoda pani pita hu, hai. Tum bhi piyo, bhai. Haan, kyan, bade logon ki nakal karo. Anyway, lekin ye sunnat nahi hai. Yeah. Ke main piyo, aap bhi piyo, that is not sunnat. Main to zarurat ki wajah se pita hu, aap kyun pita hai? I need, if you don't want to, don't drink, bhai. Alright, anyway. Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba, he died down 2001, 2002, 2003. Till 18 years, he was Chief Justice for Supreme Court. After 18 years, one case is coming. And one side Ahmad bin Tulun, and one side ordinary person. Now problem is coming. Decision is going against of Ahmad bin Tulun or against of this ordinary person. Allah say in Quran Majid, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qist shuhada lillah walau ala anfusikum abil walidain abil aqrabin in yakun ghaniyan aw faqiran. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَلَا أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Ali ibn Madini, great muhaddis, but time is running. Ali ibn Madini, great muhaddis, when Imam Bukhari rahmatullah Ali is finished his kitab, Al-Jami, and why name of this kitab Al-Jami? Allahu Akbar, time is not enough. Al-Jami'ah. I want to try, when I read Kitab al-Nikah, in Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah in Kitab al-Nikah, he mentioned 125 chapter, only Kitab al-Nikah. And every single thing is mentioned. If I tell you, then very interesting also, like Walima time. I don't know what is the tariqah and amal in Durban, but the normal when Joburg be going some Walima Dawat, then first they put some juice outside. You know, he say first drink some juice and day after biryani everything. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi say, ye juice pilana jaiz hai? He mentioned this also, it is jaiz, you can give some juice also. And I want to try 10 important things, but time actually not enough, and I read 120 chapter, different commentary also, and different shuruhat also. Fathul Bari, Umdatul Qari, Namul Bari, and Umdatul Qari I checked, 125 chapter. Only Kitab al-Nikah. Al-Jami meaning from you born until now you die. Every single thing you get in Bukhari Sharif. That is this Jami. But we ask our Talib ilma Jami, aad kisam ke mazamin ho, wo Jami. Mazamin samaniya, eight type of mazamin. No, not eight type of mazamin. From born until now, you get every single thing in Bukhari Sharif. That is Al-Jami. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, when he finished this Kitab Al-Jami, then for recheck, he put in front of three great muhaddis, Ali ibn Madini, Yahya ibn Ma'in, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and they gave your Kitab finally, and 100% is right. This Ali ibn Madini, great muhaddis. Somebody came to Ali ibn Madini and he asked Ali ibn Madini rahmatullah alayh, what your opinion about your beloved father? Can we take hadith from your beloved father? وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَبِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Then Ali ibn Madini say, now is problem, man. That is his full sirat. If I say something, then also problem. If I never say something, then also problem. You put me on pul sirat. That's why what you say? Is'al an abi ghairi. If you want to find out anything about my father, please don't ask me. You can go somebody and ask about my father. Because to say something about my father is very difficult. You say, la as'aluka. He said, La asalu illa sivaka. I don't want to ask anybody, but ask you. What is your opinion about your Walid Sahab? We can take hadith from your Walid Sahab. Then Ali bin Madini said, one side is Quran, and one side my beloved father. But I follow Quran, not beloved father. And Ali bin Madini said, La taktub ayya hadithin an abi la siqata. What say Ali bin Madini? If you want to ask any hadith, you can ask me. But please don't ask my father. Because my father not right on this field. Abil walidain wal aqrabin. Abil walidain wal aqrabin. Anyway, when the case is coming, and Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba, he read both file of Ahmad bin Tulun also, and file of ordinary person also. And day after, Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba say, Ahmad bin Tulun, I know you are king. I know. But now is Quran one side, and one side king. And Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba died his decision. And what he written? He say, Ahmad bin Tulun on this case, 100% is wrong, ordinary person is right. Against of Ahmad bin Tulun, after 18 years, he take decision totally again of Ahmad bin Tulun. Many time cases coming between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And sometime father-in-law and daughter-in-law. Sometime son-in-law and mother-in-law. Sometime husband and wife. What our amal? Every single year Bukhari Jalsa taking place. Every single year Bukhari Jalsa is took place. But what is the our decision? Quran say insaf. Insaf is very, very necessary. Anyway, he returned decision. Ahmed bin Tulun totally is wrong. An ordinary person. He win and he is lost. And day after lesson, case is over. Qadi Bakkar bin Qutayba come back his house. Ordinary person is gone. Ahmed bin Tulun is gone his house. After 15 minutes, his right hand, his general secretary is camp. And he say, Bakkar, every single year, beside your fixed salary, I give you 1,000 dirham from last 18 years, from this year totally restore. Then Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba say, just wait by. That is his muftada, but khabar from my side. Again, he sometime fail mutaaddi. He need fail, faid and mutaallik also. Just wait few minute time. He went inside and bring 18 money back. 18 money back. And never use one single dirham. Not use, but never open also. Never open. Wafayatul ayan. Allama ibn Khalikan, he returned. 18 money bag he bring from inside. And look at his wife also, mashallah. See his wife also. Otherwise, al-insanu harisun fima munya. Al-insanu harisun fima munya. If somebody give you letter, like a normal letter, like, if I take this letter and give it somebody, he can't read. But you put that side also sellotape, that side also sellotape, here also sellotape. Boy, go and give it somebody. So, not 5 times, 10 times he's taking. What inside? Why he put so much sellotape, man? And here also sellotape, here also sellotape. You just give it to normal, that is no problem. But if you stop from everything, al-insanu harisun fi ma munia. But look at wife of Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba. Because mashallah in Bukhari Jalsa, many our sisters also, daughters also, and mothers also, wife of Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba, she also never check 18 years time, how much money inside. Gold coin or silver coin. And he went inside, bring all the 18 money back, and give it to General Secretary Ahmed bin Tulun. And what he say? Hafiz tuhaza lihaza liyaum. Hafiz tuhaza lihaza liyaum. Hafiz tuhaza lihaza liyaum. For this day, I keep it from last 18 years. Maybe time will come in. And I take decision against you. And maybe suddenly you ask me, where's my 18,000 dirham? What can I happen? That's why I never use one single dirham. وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدٌ الْخِسْتَاسُ الْعَدْلُ بِالْرُومِيَّةِ. Anyway, he take all the money back also, give it back. And day after put in jail. Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba put in jail. And say when day of Jummah is coming, Allahu Akbar. This also mentioned Allama ibn Khalikan, when day of Jummah is coming. And Zawal time, before Zawal, Qazi Bakkar bin Qutayba in jail also, made ghusl on Friday. And after the ghusl, put nice clothes also, perfume also, everything is put. And they have to take a walk, and come to main gate of jail, for exit gate. When he reach exit gate, al-mubakkaluna bihi, yakuluna lahu, irja ila ghurfateka. Irja ila ghurfateka. When he came to exit gate, he want to try come out and go outside Juma Masjid and make Juma namaz. But when he come to an exit gate, then security guards say, go back, no permission for you to go outside and make Jummah namaz. 18 years. And then Qadi Bakkar bin Qutaybah, وَيَبَكِي بُكَانْ شَدِيدًا وَيَنْظُرُ إِلَى السَّمَعَ وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ شَهَدْ اللَّهُمَّ شَهَدْ اللَّهُمَّ شَهَدْ وَمَيَ اللَّهُ I try to make Jummah namaz in masjid, but they people never give me permission. You became gawadi of judgment. What in my hand? أَسَّعْيُ مِنَّا وَلِتْمَامُ مِنَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَا هَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا I try to come out jail, but they never give me permission. And I can't make Jummah namaz alone in jail. That's why I make my Zuhal namaz. That is Qazi Bakkar bin Qutaybah. 5 o'clock is ready. And I say now Abdullah bin Masood is waiting. Jabir ibn Abdullah is waiting. And Yahya ibn Ma'in is waiting. Zaid ibn Unaysa is waiting. And Imam Abu Dawud also is waiting list. And Qadi Shura also is waiting. And what Qadi Shura, 2 stories, this also in waiting list. And Yar Zinda Sohbat Baki, last one, number 3. Tamheed is over. And Waqala Mujahidun, Al-Qistas wal-Azl bil-Rumiyya, from the second point also, only 10%, 90% is left. Alright, we move again. And thereafter, number 3. Why Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi Kitabul Iman and Kitabul Tawheed? Kitabul Iman and Kitabul Tawheed. Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. And then one right is the student Hazrat Mawlana Taqiyuddin Sahab Nadvi. He was in Nawi Nabu Sabi Abu Dhabi. He wrote Hazrat Sheikh Ki Darsi Khususiyat. He wrote in Urdu language in Izahul Bukhari. Anyway, Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Nawwarallahu Marqadahu say, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, when he brings some new bab, or maybe when he come ending of kitab, then he make ishara for maut site also. But Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, last one bring kitab ut-tawheed, then Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi say, everybody try on his life. What is the try? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah haqqa tuqatihi وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Everybody try, don't die, but in condition of iman and condition of Islam. But how we die with the Islam? Another narration, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala, and Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala nuqad, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُوشَرُ الْعَبْدُ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ يُوشَرُ الْعَبْدُ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ Another riwayat, كَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ Whatever our life, this condition, our death, our mouth, and whatever condition, our mouth, then we come out from our qabr also. Time is not enough anyway. Imam Abu Zur'a Razi, he was born 200 after the Hijrah. And Imam Abu Zur'a Razi rahimahullah ta'ala, he passed away 264. And Imam Abu Zur'a Razi, they mentioned very, very interesting, somebody come to Imam Abu Zur'a, and he asked Imam Abu Zur'a rahimahullah, if somebody take qasam. Imam Abu Zur'a Razi, 100,000 ahadith, never got off by heart, then my wife became divorced. Then Imam Abu Zur'a Razi say, tell these people, your wife, she can't get divorced. Because alhamdulillah, 100,000 ahadith I remember. Come on. 100,000 ahadith of by heart. I know, like you people know Qulhu Wallahu Ahad. For you read Qulhu Wallahu Ahad very easy. For me, 100,000 ahadith I can read. Like you people did قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَدْ Anyway, Imam Abu Zur'a Razi, فِي حَالَةِ الْاَحْتِزَارِ حَالَةِ الْاَحْتِزَارِ before he passed away. Imam Abu Zur'a Razi before he passed away. كَذَكَانَ فِي الْإِغْمَائِ Unconscious. Then some students say, how can we remind laqitum laqinu mautakum bi kalimati la ilaha illallah. Inko remind karo kalma, kalma yaad dila. Remind to him kalima la ilaha illallah. He say, our big ustad man, how can we remind? Then one student say, all right, we can read one hadith, then inshallah network come back. And he came to next to Imam Abu Sur'a Razi, and he recited the hadith, and Ma'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an. When Imam Abu Sur'a Razi had an Ma'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an, fataha aynay, he opened his eye, istayqadha, wake up, and he started reading. أن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله he reached إلا الله passed away دخل الجنة. There is Imam Abu Zur'a Razi. What is the message? Life of Imam Abu Zur'a Razi. For fresh our ulama-e kiram. Al-ilmu min al-mahdi ila al-lahdi. Al-ilmu min al-mahdi ila al-lahdi. That is number 3. Number 4, I leave it. Omar bin Abdul Aziz, waiting list. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, waiting list. Imam Muhammad also, Imam Abu Yusuf also. Last, because hadith is coming. Why Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi bring? He said, kalimatan khafifatan ala al-lisan. He said, word is very easy. You know, remember, many times, word is very, very easy. But effect is very, very dangerous. Like, you know, sometimes, nikah time, what we say? Very easy. Nakatuha. Waqabiltuha. Very easy. Every single person pronounced are also very easy. And qabiltu ka ba lam ta. And many people, maful bihi also make hazaf. Don't say qabil tuha, but just say qabil to. Because maful bihi is ma'aruf kal mashroot. Everybody is knows. And nakah tuha. Qabil to only 4 words, right? Qaf, ba, lam and ta, qabil to. But how big responsibility thereafter. Khafifatun ala al-lisan, saqilatun bil hayat ila al-qabr. Saqilatun fil hayat, whole life. That's why somebody asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what is the nikah, O Ali, what is the nikah? Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, surur shahrin and ghumum dahrin. 4 big enjoy and whole life tension. Somebody asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what is the nikah? He say, 4 big enjoy, Mauritius, Durban, Cape Town, P. Or maybe any country, and day after ghumum dahrin, whole life tension. But you don't make nikah is cancelled, if they finish. That is Hazrat Ali. I just explain to you. See, very easy word, nakahatu and qabiltu. How big response about it. Sometimes we say, talaqtu na'udhu billah. And summa na'udhu billah. And alfa marratin na'udhu billah. 1,000 times, na'udhu billah. If somebody says, talaqtu, is easy. But what is the condition? Whole family, both side family broken. One single word, and 1 second time, both side, everything is break. Last story, Hazrat Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And who is Hazrat Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha? 2,210 hadith narration Hazrat Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala 2,210 hadith and very good lesson ilam not for only ulama-e kiram and ilam not for only lil-rijal not for only men Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala say لو أشكلت علينا مَسَلَةٌ مِّنَ الْمَسَائِلِ الْعِلْمِيَّةِ If we got any confusion, any ayat karima, and any masla, if we never understand properly any masla, then same time we go to Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, And she explained to us, okay, what is the real masala. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, great mufassir, muhaddis, and great faqih, 99% knowledge, Urwa bin Zubair, nephew of Hazrat Aisha, that is barakat company of Hazrat Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. MashaAllah, our sister and daughter, they can also get a lesson. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, give it tafsir also, fatwa also, and explain hadith also. And Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair say, one day I see my khala, Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, after Israq, and he read namaz in room, and read this ayat kareema, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَبَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَبَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ After 2 hours I come back, and khala busy reading this ayat kareema, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَبَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ This Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. But one day, little but problem, between Siddiqa and between Safiya. Siddiqa and Safiya. Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she get angry. And Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she say, annaha, hiya kaza, wa kaza, kaza, ay, annaha, hiya qasiratun. See, qasiratun, what is very easy? Qaf, swad, ya, ra, and ta. Very easy. Qaf, swad, ya, ra, ta. What is very easy? But when Safiya is came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she may complain about Siddiqa, that she told me like this, I am is very, very shorty. Sahih tarjama hai? I am is very, very shorty. And you know, Hazrat Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala na, how beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again remember, وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدٌ الْقِسْتَاسُ الْعَدْلُ بِالْرُومِيَّةِ Again remember, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very angry. And he called to Siddiqa, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Siddiqa, oh Siddiqa, you told Safiya like that, she was very, very shorty. She accepted. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kalimatun khafifatun ala lisan saqilatun fi bahri darban. Kalimatun khafifatun, word is very, very easy, but very heavy portion for darban also. And what say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Law ulqiyata hadhihi al-kalimatu fi al-bahri. If we make dusra lafza bhi uske liye hai, can ek hota hai liquid, yeah, hadhi kalimatun qasiratun, if they liquid form and we throw in ocean, then whole ocean also became napak and najis. Small word, qasiratun. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say not, khafifatun ala lisan, zaban par to bahut halka hai, saqilatun inda Allah, fi zam, gunah mein, Allah ke nazdik bahut bhari. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi finish his kitab, and give it advice, me also, and you also, amlika alayka lisanaka, amlika alayka lisanaka. And Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi mention 4 guna is very, very big guna, connection with our tongue. What is the 4 guna? Number 1, to lie, say anything lie. Jhoot bolna, ye zaban ka guna. Number 2, jhooti qasam khana, ye zaban ka guna. Tisre number ke upar main kaha, Allahu Akbar. Jhooti gawahi dena, false witness, ye bhi zaban ka guna hai. And last one. Number 1, jhoot bolna. Number 2, jhooti gawahi dena. Number 3, kya maine bataya abhi? Jhooti qasam khana. Aur number 4 bataya, tuhmat lagana. Mauja mein kabir ki ek riwayat hai, lekin jo ke main confirm nahi kar saka usko ki hadith ka darja kya hai, isliye main mention nahi karta hu, dusri martaba bataunga ki ek martaba tuhmat lagana, one tuhmat, ek martaba tuhmat lagana kai saal ki ibadat ko khatam kar deta. Mere bhaiyo, ye char guna hai, jhoot bolna aur jhooti qasam khana aur jhooti gawahi dena aur tuhmat lagana. When Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh going and finish his kitab, last said, my, look after our tongue also. And last message, last year also I mentioned, and that is the opinion of Mufti Saeed Saab, rahimahullah ta'ala. That is last hadith, mashallah, you check, kitab al-tawheed, wa raddi alal jahmiya, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh mentioned 58 chapter kitab al-tawheed. And I read all 58 chapters. And in 58 chapters, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, 32 chapters about sifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And 26 chapters, fazilatu tilawati al-Quran. Fazilatu tilawati al-Quran. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, what he want to try to explain us, is the subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. That is word of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, kalimatan habibatan ila ar-Rahman, khafifatan ala al-lisan, saqilatan bil mizan, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. You also read, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Imam Bukhari say, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so much power, then word of Allah, how much got power? But there he want to try and make sabit, make istimbad, istikharaj, fazilatu tilawati al-Quran. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi say, it is okay, you read. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Nothing wrong, read. 100 times, 200 times. But more important, tilawati Quran. Tilawati Quran. So what is the my last message? Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi last message say, what the hadith, and what the this zikr, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, and subhanallah al-azim, every single Muslim try to read Quran. That is why they before read, bring one another chapter also. Babu qawlillahi ta'ala. Allah give no jazai khair Imam Bukhari. How intelligent person. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi make it easy. And he brought Babu qawlillahi ta'ala. Faqra'u ma tayassara minhu. Is many, many Muslims say, Maulana, I can't read Quran. But Imam Bukhari say, Allah say, فَقْرَهُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. Whatever easy for you, you can read. Not like Imam Abu Hanifa. Abu Bakr bin Ayyas, I read kitab. And it is this kitab, everybody is known. Maulana Harun Abbas sahab, rahimahullah ta'ala, his son, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad sahab, he wrote one kitab. And he mentioned, this is the story of Abu Bakr bin Ayyas. He wrote on this kitab, I just forget the name of this kitab also. Ji? Nahi, aur ek kitab hai. Shayad Mauli Tayyib ko yaad hai. Anyway. So he wrote about Abu Bakr bin Ayyas. When Abu Bakr bin Ayyas is get sick, I give reference also, hein? That's why no aitiraf. And Alim also from Durban, my problem is sort of. If they may be Jobak account, then problem. But Durban Alim is saying, no, Durban Alim say 100% is calling. Yeah, and I give to Hazrat Maulana Harun Abbas sahab and his son, mashallah, he wrote this story about Abu Bakr bin Ayyas. Anyway, my time is also gone. Now I finish, eh? Ji. But normal say, when you say finish, then you take another 20 times. But inshallah, now we'll try. Anyway, Abu Bakr bin Ayyas, كان في حالة الاعتذار اعتذار کی حالت اعتذار اعتذار meaning before die And normal, when anybody in halat of ihtizaz, condition of ihtizaz, like he die or maybe few minutes, few seconds, he want to die, the normal doctor also say, they call all the family members. Because halat and condition is not good. Then family members say, now condition is not right. Eh? And say, check by every family member around, Abu Bakr bin Ayyash family hall. Then one person remind, all the family member is here, but his sister is not around. And she was stay not very far, maybe after 5-10 house. Then family member sent somebody, go quickly and call his sister. She also knows my brother is sick, but he say he's okay from many days he was on this condition. Then one person went and called to his sister. His sister take burqa also, niqab also, take walk fast also and came. Abu Bakr bin Ayyash and make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved brother. And when she see condition of Abu Bakr bin Ayyash, then she start crying. See, what is the ta'alluq between brother and sister? She cried. Then Abu Bakr bin Ayyash say, Ya Ukhti al-Karima, Ya Ukhti al-Habiba, oh my beloved sister, you don't cry. La tabki, la tabki, la tabki, nahi li shafakat. And we isme wo sarfaka qaida jari karte hain. La tabki, Abu Bakr bin Ayyash say, don't cry. And thereafter he say, oh my beloved sister, you sorted out your problem. My problem is sorted out. قَرَاتُ فِي هَذَا الْبَيْتِ مَنَا اس مَكَان مَنْ آئِ دِيرُ قُرَانِ مَجِيدِ 12,000 times. My problem sorted out. My qabar problem sorted out. You just make fikr for your qabar. Alhamdulillah, my problem is sorted out. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi give message. Now month of Ramzan is coming and try from now to read Quran and Majid more and more. My time also is over and many, many things left also. But inshallah wa tabarak wa ta'ala, next time, or maybe inshallah wa ta'ala, wa ma tasha'una illa inshallah. And actually my time only 1 hour. But when I see, mashallah, people drink water also, and engine also is very, very hot, I say also, we also is carrying one. Allah Ta'ala, aap sabko jazaa khair ata farmaye. Khaas taur se, yahan to bade bade ulama-e kiram hai, bhai. Main to ek jahil aadmi hoon, bhai. Yahan to bade bade ulama maujood hain. Inke samne kya bayan kara. Lekin main ye samjha ke bade ulama ke samne kuch kaho, talib-e-ilm-e ki islah ho jayegi. Isliye maine chand baatein arz ki. اگر کوئی بات غلط ہو تو استغفر اللہ الف مرہ اللہ سے ہزار مرتبہ معافی آپ کی شان میں بے ادبی ہو گئی ہے تو آپ سے بھی معافی میں برکت کے لیے حدیث کی آخری عبارت پڑھتا ہوں اس کے بعد ہم دعا کرتے ہیں درود شریف پڑھ لو ایک مرتبہ بھائی اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی علی سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم وبہی قال حدثنا احمد بن اشکاب قال حدثنا محمد بن فزيد عن عمارة بن القعقاع عن ابي زرعة عن ابي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كلمتان حبيبتان الى الرحمن خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله العظيم وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين درود الشريف پڑھ لو پھر مختصر دعا کر دیتے ہیں اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم
يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لا اله الا الله، لا اله الا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسالك مجيبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين، يا كرم الأكرمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله. أي معاف کرنے والے ہمارے اللہ، رحم کرنے والے اللہ، اس پورے مجمع کی آپ مغفرت فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ، تیرے کلام کی نسبت پر اور تیرے نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی کلام کی نسبت پر، اے اللہ یہ اتنے لوگ جمع ہیں، اے اللہ اس میں مدرسے کا بھی کوئی دخل نہیں، بیان کرنے والے کا بھی کوئی دخل نہیں، یہ امام بخاری کے اخلاص کو ہم اپنی آنکھوں سے دیکھ رہے ہیں. اے اللہ، امام بخاری کا اخلاص یہاں کام کر رہا ہے، ان کی روحانی توجہ کام کر رہی ہے. اے اللہ، ان کی روح نے اتنے لوگوں کو یہاں جمع کر دیا. اے اللہ، امام بخاری کو پوری امت کی طرف سے اور ہم علماء کی طرف سے، اللہ بخاری نہ ہوتی تو جلسے کیسے ہوتے ہیں، اے اللہ پوری امت کی طرف سے، خاص طور سے علماء کی طرف سے، امام بخاری کو تیری شایان شان جزائے خیر عطا فرما. اے اللہ، تو ہمارے والدین کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ، والدین کی دعائیں نہ ہوتی تو یہ طلبہ عالم نہ بنتے. اے اللہ، ان کے ماں باپ فکر نہ کرتے تو آج 35,000 حدیثوں کے پڑھنے کی سعادت نہ ملتی. اے اللہ، ان کے ماں باپ چاہتے تو سپر مارکیٹ میں لگا سکتے تھے. ان کے ماں باپ چاہتے تو ان کو بڑے انجینئر، بڑے ڈاکٹر، بڑے بزنس مین بنا سکتے تھے. اللہ، ان کے ماں باپ نے تیرے خاطر اپنی اولاد کو قربان کیا. ان کے ماں باپ کی قربانیوں کے نتیجے میں ہمارے جلسے کو قبول فرما لے. اللہ، ان کے ماں باپ، خاص طور سے ان کی ماؤں کی قربانیوں کے نتیجے میں، اللہ، اور ان بچوں کی طرف سے ان کے ماں باپ کو دنیا آخرت میں تیری شایان شان کو بدلا نصیب فرما، تیری شایان شان ماؤں کو بدلا عطا فرما. اے اللہ، ماؤں کا احسان کون ادا کر سکتا ہے؟ ماؤں کی دعائیں نہ ہوتی، ماؤں کی دعائیں نہ ہوتی تو آج 35,000 حدیثوں کے پڑھنے کا موقع نہ ملتا. ان ماؤں کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما، انہیں صحت عطا فرما، عافیت عطا فرما، تندرستی عطا فرما. اگر کوئی بیمار ہے تو خدایا، خدایا تیری صفت شفا کے ذریعے سے ان کو شفا عطا فرما، دواؤں سے ان کی حفاظت فرما، انجکشنوں سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ، کسی بھی قسم کی بیماری اور کسی بھی قسم کی محتاجگی سے ماؤں کی، بہنوں کی، بیٹیوں کی، ماں باپ کی حفاظت فرما. اس مجمع میں کوئی بیمار ہو میرے اللہ، تو شفا عطا فرما دے، ختم بخاری کی برکت سے ان کو شفا عطا فرما دے. اے اللہ، کسی بھی قسم کی پریشانی ہو، ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما دے. میرے اللہ، اس مدرسے کو قبول فرما، اس کے اساتذہ کو قبول فرما، طلبہ کو قبول فرما، اس کی خدمت کرنے والے مرد اور عورتوں کو قبول فرما، اس مسجد کے ذمہ داروں کو قبول فرما، دربن کے تمام کے تمام دینی اداروں کو قبول فرما، بلکہ ساؤتھ افریقہ کے تمام اداروں کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ، یہ علم ہمارے پاس نہیں ہوتا اگر ہمارے اساتذہ نے نہ سکھایا ہوتا. ہمارے اساتذہ کی بال بال مغفرت فرما، ان کے درجات بلند فرما. اے اللہ، دیر تک تیرے یہ بندے بیٹھے رہے. اے اللہ، یہ نئے علماء ہیں، ان کو بزرگوں کی جگہ لینے والا بنا دے، ان کو امام مجاہد بنا دے. اے اللہ، ان کو ابن عباس کی طرح بنا دے. اے اللہ، ان کو امام محمد کی طرح بنا دے، امام ابو یوسف کی طرح بنا دے. اے اللہ، نبوت کا دروازہ بند ہے، باقی سارے دروازے کھلے ہیں. اے اللہ، باقی سارے دروازے کھلے ہیں. اے اللہ، ان ہمارے طالب علموں کو علم نافع نصیب فرما، ہمیں بھی علم نافع نصیب فرما. اللہ، اساتذہ کی محنتوں کو ضائع نہ کرنا،
امت نے کتنا روپیہ کتنے رہن ان پر خرچ کیے ہیں اس کو ضائع نہ کرنا. اللہ ان کے علم کو اشاعت دین کے لیے، تبلیغ دین کے لیے، اقامت دین کے لیے، حفاظت دین کے لیے قبول فرما. مولا جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، مانگنے کا باقی رہ گیا وہ بھی عطا فرما. دیر تک تیرے بندے بیٹھے، اللہ ان کے اس دیر تک بیٹھنے پر تیرے سایہ نشان کو بدلا عطا فرما اور ہماری دعاؤں کو بھی قبول فرما. یا رب صلی وسلم، یا رب صلی وسلم دائمًا ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. جزاکم اللہ تعالی حسنا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة Allah